This man's shirtless.
Man, there's only one way to celebrate a victory like that on Sunday.
By getting butt naked.
You see this? This is a lion.
Lion. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I feel that. You notice my camera's off.
Yeah, your camera's off, but anyway,
Yeah.
I'll save
No.
the victory shirtless J.R. Smith parade for later.
Oh, no. Hang on a second. There's a reason my camera's off. It's because I need to reveal something.
Oh shit.
Because the wife got me a birthday gift and it came in the mail today. And you gotta see that. You gotta see this shit, bro.
She
Are you
got you a
ready for
phone.
this?
She got you
Not this time. That's the anniversary gift.
a
Are you ready for this shit, bro?
Let me see. Let me see.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, he got a Kobe jersey. That's the Mamba mentality jersey edition with the snake skin. You feel me? Black on, I mean, gold on black. Wish advertisement on the jersey number 2 for Gianna.
Absolutely.
Oh
I
man,
am
that's a beautiful
over the moon, bro.
That is a beautiful jersey, man. You know what?
I feel amazing.
I should go wear my Kobe jersey today too.
Might as well, dude. Fuck it.
I'll go grab it when you play the music. Are you gonna do it
Any,
now?
let's do it now.
Or
Fuck it.
fuck it.
Cue the music.
1, 2, 3.
I'm gonna lower this fucking desk too, because I got a standing desk, folks, and I've been standing up all day. So I'm gonna lower this and grab some whiskey while that man grabs a Kobe jersey. Do you have no pants on either, dude?
Do you count compression pants? Pants?
I guess you're at home. They're pants.
They're draws.
They're draws, yeah. All I saw was one butt cheek, and I was like, what the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hide your kids, hide your wife. Grizzly's running naked tonight.
Oh, God. Yeah, we don't need to see that. It's an explicit show, folks, but the nudity, we tend to draw the line there. We'll talk about it all, but I don't know if we're actually going to have nudity on this show. That would be a big step up for us, I think.
Oh man, the day that happens would be the day my day is made.
I mean, I guess we could do like an OnlyFans kind of thing, and you could cover that since you're single and, single-ish, and then make some money on the side, you know? It's pretty much how it could work.
Hilarious. You know, man. Okay, that's wild.
That didn't
We're gonna
sound good.
have to say never mind to that Kobe jersey because I forgot it's in the laundry basket for a reason.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, forgot.
I don't want to know what's on that jersey, but you know.
Oh no, it's white and it has some like I think food stains.
Oh, food stains. Okay.
Yeah. See, if it was white and had cum stains, I'll still wear it
No shame.
because
Ain't no shame in the game.
none
But
at
yes.
all, man.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking stoked about this jersey. I never had a Kobe jersey, really. And this is like, I saw it online. And I was like, I can add to a birthday list. I didn't think she actually would get it. And then it came in. I was like, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Fucking beautiful, man. Wear
I
it with
feel
pride.
beautiful. I'm going to. I'm wearing pride everywhere. I'm not even a Lakers fan, but you gotta rep Kobe. You gotta rep Kobe.
He fucking hates LeBron. Don't you forget.
Oh, absolutely.
Hates
I'm just lowering the desk
LeBron
now.
almost as much as he hates Aaron Rodgers.
Oh my God. Yeah, we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit later, folks.
You
Don't you
know
worry.
it. Whoa, pause. That it looks like you're on your knees and you went to go grab
Yeah, wow. Only you would take it that far. Wow.
Hey,
Only
you
you
got
would see
low.
that.
You
I
got
got real
low, and
low.
you the way
Yeah.
you grabbed it.
Sitting my ass down because I'm old. I've been standing up all day. That's what the fuck it is. But ain't nothing
Man.
like that. Ain't no ditty over here.
No. This is the OnlyFans episode. Don't even trip.
They can be now, I guess. Oh my God, man. How was your weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Oh, honestly, I didn't even do much this weekend. It
No?
was more of a chill back recovery type weekend.
Nice. You need those.
Yeah. Except for Sunday. I had to get drunk with my dad because he had an event here
You
at the
had to get
house.
drunk with your dad.
Yeah, you don't have a choice when you're home. You just
Oh.
yeah. No, none at all. You just here's a beer. Okay, fuck.
Yeah,
That's
y'all
how
be
it is.
drinking crazy. I don't know how, where, all you guys, I'm not gonna put like you guys, like it's racist, but
Oh
all you
no.
guys,
Oh
all
no, yeah.
y'all, you and your people, I don't know what y'all do, because most of y'all are like yo size, like 100 pounds of nothing. But y'all drink like a motherfucker. I don't know where you put it all. And it's always Henny too. Like, where are y'all putting this deep brown liquor?
See, I always tell people Asians have a cheat code in their stomach. So what we do is we get really fucking drunk and then we throw it all up and then get really fucking drunk again and throw it all up.
So what was I doing wrong in college? All my shit went to my guts and I just stayed there as fat.
That's
Like
See,
what? What am
we
I doing wrong?
like real talk, like Asians don't have a certain enzyme in their bodies to break down alcohol. Like that's a true fact. That's why I'll get real red when I drink. You've seen it.
Yep, that's true.
That's what it is. So our bodies really can't break it down. So our bodies really do treat it as toxin.
Just
So
flush out, flush in, flush
poison.
out.
Yeah.
Damn.
So
I could probably use more of that myself, but that's okay. But
I
yes,
mean, if I could
I've been.
absorb some of that shit, I can last a little longer.
True. That's true. You just need more fat in your deposits. You try to shred all that shit. The fat is what soaks up all the alcohol. You need that. So if you got the washboard at, if you got the washboard abs, yeah, it's
The
nothing absorbing the delicious whiskey. That's all I'm saying.
delicious. Oh, speaking of
Deliciousness.
whiskey.
Oh, I got a battle by the
I don't know. When he starts speaking gibberish, that's when you know he's for real.
because my brain left my body and I was like, wait a minute. I was
I'm
trying to
still
get whiskey
moving.
and I'm still moving. Yes. Thinks faster than I could say things sometimes, but that's good. I'm glad you had a chill weekend. I mean, what was your dad's event that you were partying at? Just
Oh,
football?
so no, so we did something for my stepmom because she's been having health issues. So we had like a little, we call it like a blessing dinner,
Oh,
if you will,
sure. That makes
where we
sense.
have like a shaman come in and bless the house and
Oh, wow.
a ritual for her and yeah, stuff like that.
That's crazy. I mean, not crazy, but I'm sure it's culture, but it's interesting to hear about. I've never really heard of that kind of dinner before, especially as a dinner. Combine it
It
with a
was like
meal.
a, I'd say it's more of a supper type of thing because there was still light outside type of
Oh,
deal.
okay. So just some food while you get some positive energy and cleanse the house and be there supporting.
Thank
I
y'all
like
for
that.
coming and helping doing this and that, the
Yeah,
third, that
yeah.
type of
I
thing.
like that. That's very cool.
Yeah, man. And then today, fucking, I went to go look at a loft.
Oh, yeah, that's
And
right. The church is going on, right?
I think I'm gonna close on it.
Oh shit! You picked a place?
It's a
Nice,
loft
nice.
near downtown, has a
Hell yeah.
rooftop. I can look out and see the views, you know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
July 4th, beautiful fireworks. I could overlook the entire city. Gonna be doing some very stupendous things on that
Stupendous.
balcony.
Oh my God, no.
On the balcony, on the rooftop, outside the window, all that, man. Like I'll be on the very top floor. Oh.
Poor people at the bottom of that building. I can only imagine. That's probably a fucking war zone, danger zone, right in
All they're
front of
gonna
that
hear.
building. Yep, it's all they're gonna hear.
Oh,
Oh, fucking public menace, dude. Oh my God. Need to put a holster on that thing. Jesus. But I'm glad. That's exciting, man. There's some nice lofts in Milwaukee too. I've seen a few back in
hell
my
yeah.
day, but there's some really nice spots.
Man, I'm gonna have a nice little setup in there. I'm gonna get it all new furniture. It's gonna be
Oh
nice,
yeah.
man. I'm gonna
Hell yeah.
show y'all the new setup. You know what I'm saying? Hang the jerseys in the back and hang the records back up. I know y'all missed the records.
Yes, finally,
Get the
dude. I'm
records back up.
sick of your blank ass wall.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's been a tough year.
Man, you know what though? It's a rebuilding year. That's all it is.
Hell yeah, man. Thankful for the show because it's seen me throughout all of these years.
The whole thing. All of these years.
This is my biopic. This is my documentary type
Pretty
shit.
much, right? It's seeing your whole journey. You know, we got the whole thing for you. So if we look back and splice all the videos together, yeah, it's a big transformational video, mostly just for you. I don't need to transform. I'm just getting older. I'm good. About
You're
here.
just getting more and more on your dad shit. That's
Oh, God. Speaking of dad shit, here's what I did this past weekend.
it.
you recall about, I don't know, 9 months ago, maybe over almost a year ago, I had a story about our dog Toast and taking her to the vet and being a 5 minute exam and a ridiculous bill after that. Not sure if that's familiar for you. However, as a dad, I'm like, well, looking back on that, at least we got it checked out, make sure nothing was wrong. Cool. So this past weekend, Toast had her brother over at our house. Won't say his dog's name, but another dog. So they get along just fine. And they're playing around and stuff. We left them to do their thing, went to soccer, came back. Everybody's cool. other dog left. Great. Then we took Toast to Petco so she can get, you know, groomed, bathed, all that stuff. Drop her off, pick her up in an hour. Sully had a soccer game. So we're like, okay, let's do that. So about 15 minutes after we drop Toast off, Petco calls us again. We go, what's up? And they go, hey, just so you know, your dog's nose is bleeding. And we go, well, that's weird. I've never heard of a dog nosebleed. That seems a little weird. And couldn't think of anything why would happen because she was perfectly fine when we dropped her off. But they're like, yeah, it's not like pouring, but it's like a constant drip. And I was like, okay, well, fuck. We'll go pick her up. And we were calling our friends who were, you know, vet techs and stuff. And we're like, hey, what do we do? Dog nosebleed seems a little freaky. And, you know, because it could be a bunch of things. And she's like, take it to the vet, take it to the clinic. You know, it's like a Saturday. So I'm like, fuck. And so while we're planning all that shit, I was like, okay, I'll take the dog to the clinic here in town. And then she tells us, like, well, if it's a head injury or a nose injury, they're going to send you to Tosa. And I go, that's a much longer drive than I'm expecting.
No, the fuck they're not.
Like, what? Why? Why do I have to go across town 30 fucking minutes for a dog emergency? That dog might fucking
die.
For
a fucking nosebleed.
Like, what the hell? So my ass is like, you know what? Fine. I'll just do it because, again, I'm a good dog dad, and I'm at least we're getting it checked out. It's not anything. Mm-hmm. It could be something serious. So we get out there. Long story short, because this like meanders, but I get to this clinic. I bring the dog in. Toast is like saying hi to the vet, you know, the lady at the front counter and stuff. And she clearly was like, it's her first day or something. But we're the only ones there. So I'm like, you know, I'm a patient person. Like, hey, let's walk you through the steps. If we got to do a form, cool. Here's what's happening. Whatever. There's no one else in the building. And I'm like, cool. And then the first thing she goes is like, well, we can't have your dog seen now because we only have two doctors. They're both in surgery. I go, there's literally nobody else here. Like, what are you talking about? And she goes, yeah, we have to have people drop them off that we can check them out in a few hours. I'm like, so now instead of me just getting this taken care of, this is going to take up my entire fucking day because I don't live close to the city.
No.
So now I have to either sit and wait somewhere with my children for 3 hours minimum before we find out what's wrong with this dog, or I got to do something else. So luckily, a doctor was able to come out and go like, okay, we can see her real quick. Cool. But here's the stupid shit. They start filling out the form. And they're asking questions. And I'm like, okay, cool. And the woman goes like, okay, so what kind of animal is it? And I go, it's a dog. Like Toast is literally right behind me. I go, you just said hi to the dog. It's a dog. She goes, oh, okay.
Color is it? A fox.
She goes, right, it's a fucking coyote. Like, what? She goes, what color is it? I go, it's white and brown. She goes, and like her person next to her was like, oh, sorry, we can't see over the counter. And I go,
stand up.
Stand the fuck up! Like, you're asking me basic ass questions and you can't use your eyes? My thing is, like, I don't know if I have to legally say what the dog is. I don't know. But it was just so just lazy.
You know what you should have said?
What?
African American.
Right? It's purple. Like, the fuck? I was flabbergasted. I'm like, are these real? Is this real? Am I getting punked? Is punked back? We punking people again? Anyway, we get the dog in after all that shit. Vet tech, of course, checks her out. 5-minute exam. Thermometer up the butt. Looks at her nose with a flashlight and goes, oh, yep. Definitely got a scratch. Scratch right on the inside of her nose. It already stopped bleeding. She's like, no big deal. Obviously, the other dog scratched her or something, or she scratched herself. I go, cool, okay. Hands me the bill.
What the fuck? Hold on. Before you tell me how much that shit is, I just want to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
That this was all from a fucking scratch in Tosa's nose.
A scratch.
All a scratch. Driving all the way to Tosa from the fucking other side of the suburban Milwaukee area.
Where? Yeah. For a scratch. And some antibiotics. Like one little thing of antibiotics.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Heaven forbid. Shit. Heaven forbid. Gives me the bill. It's almost $300. I looked at Tosa again. The same thing I said at the first vet we went to months ago. I said, it should have been something broken. It better have been something broken. 300 for you to stick your finger up her ass again and give me a little bottle of pills. $300. It was a 5-minute exam. It took them longer to write the paperwork than it was to do the damn exam. $300?
As soon as you got there, they could have easily had a doctor come out and be like, oh, she got a scratch in her nose.
Right. I can see it. Took a flashlight. Boop. There it is. Just clean it up. Here's the pills. Here you go. Like what the fuck? What the fuck? And again, I'm a dog owner. I am glad I did it because if I didn't do it, it wouldn't have been a scratch. It would have been a tumor or something. For all I, that's how the luck goes. I'm glad we got it figured out. Everybody's happy and healthy and safe, except for my pocketbook.
I was just going to say.
My fucking
except
wallet.
For CG's books.
My fucking finances are in shambles. They're not. But just like, are you kidding me? Like,
could have been $300 towards something else.
Oh, everything else. We are almost with everything else. Are you kidding? Oh, yeah. That was my weekend. That was it. After that, I was like, I'm not doing shit the rest of the weekend because this motherfucker used all my fucking money that I had set aside for this weekend's activities. Fuck all that. We're sitting down watching football on Sunday. Fuck it. That's all I did. God.
Hey, man, that's not a bad thing to do.
It's not. And let's get into that shit. This is the Bank Bro Show because this is a football, basketball, baseball, soccer, every sport you can think kind of show. Yes, whiskey drinking as well. We are dog friendly, kid friendly. If we talk to them, don't let the kids listen to the show. The show is not kid friendly, just so you guys know that. But I am Siege. That guy chugging the Elijah Craig right now is Rizzy. Are you
yo?
Are you trying to pledge a frat or something? Why are you chugging out of the
what
bottle
up,
like that? Good God. That was a lot.
You know, I it's been a while since I had a drink, to be honest. Like a good drink.
Hey, that was your first one, huh?
Actually, I lied because I had some bad drinks on Sunday.
Ooh, like what? Everclear again?
No, it was fucking beer, and I just hate beer.
What kind of beer?
Like, it was like Heineken,
domestic?
Bud Light, and
fucking no.
Michelob.
No, fuck all that shit. No, if you're gonna drink beer, like make a good beer, but fuck all the domestic shit.
You're like Corona, I don't mind, but yeah, fuck all that other shit.
Like, you ever had a Corona Rita?
Yes,
with
I
the
think
Corona
I had it
bottle
after hours.
In the margarita. Oh yeah, that's right. I had a little holders for it. We tried that.
Yeah.
That shit still slaps, bro. That shit will.
Yeah,
fuck
it's
you.
good.
That'll fuck your old Sunday up. It's too
so
good.
Corona will fuck your ass up.
It's too good with a Corona Rita because then you're like, which one was that? I had five
wait.
Of those? Fuck.
Wait, why is everything blurry? Wait,
right.
Whoa.
Where'd my pants go? That's a Corona Rita. It sneaks up on you. I love those motherfuckers. But yes, plenty of football this weekend, plenty of football to talk about. And, you know, we always get into our own teams, which we will. But before all of that, we want to get into the hot news. And the hot news today, trades. The trade windows have busted open. And all of a sudden, everybody's running. You are really chugging that. Surely, holy fuck. But the biggest name out there that we had discussed last week, we got to follow up with this week because lots of news happened just today, Tuesday, when we record this. Mr. Devontae Adams, the now former Las Vegas Raider wide receiver, amazing talent, has been just disgruntled in Vegas, wants out. And we talked about it last week where we think he should go. And the whole world knew exactly what he wanted to do. I was hoping for something fun and spicy like the Ravens, or like the Steelers or something. And maybe he wouldn't do the thing that we all knew he wanted to do the second he said he wasn't happy. Nope. Fuck all that. Devontae Adams is a Jet. He's back with Aaron Rodgers. And all it cost them was a conditional third-round pick. So I want to know, because we discussed it, how you feel now that he's a Jet. Because if my memory serves me right, you were proclaiming that Adams is the savior for the Jets franchise, at least for the most part. So how do you feel now that's official? And where do you go from there for the Jets?
All right, so I just want to tell the people. After Monday night's game, actually, fuck that. Before Monday night's game ended, I texted my brethren right here to my left, and I told them the Jets are done.
You did say that. I was shocked.
I said the Jets are done because no one can catch a fucking ball.
Nope.
It's Garrett Wilson or bust. And this team, I don't know why, but they refuse to consistently run the football with both of their running backs. Don't know
crazy.
Why.
When one of those is Breece Hall.
Yeah, and the other one is a fucking 20-year-old, 6'4", 240-pound running back that runs a 4.3.
So we don't give those guys the ball.
No,
it.
We don't.
Got it.
So
understood.
I just thought, like, they're so far gone from the Devontae Adams trade now, especially with the firing of Robert Saleh. So then, boom, when that shit happened this morning, I was like, wait, this changes everything. Because now, if you've been paying attention to the New York Jets, Garrett Wilson isn't going to see double coverage anymore. He's not going to see bracket coverage anymore. He's going to see a lot of more one-on-one opportunities because who are they going to double? 17.
That guy.
But the problem is that guy, Devontae Adams, can make contested catches, something that Mike Williams struggled to make yesterday.
That was painful.
Yes. Something that Garrett Wilson struggled to do yesterday. He ran a great route. It's almost like a Madden stick and stick and nod route where it's like you fake out and you kind of run in between the two high safeties.
Right.
So it's like a almost like a post.
Yeah.
Jump ball, beautiful throw, could have caught it. Devontae would have caught that, but it got knocked out because Garrett Wilson isn't that type of physical receiver. Not saying that he isn't physical, but there's a different type of physicality with Devontae Adams, especially in the red. And that's where he's going to help this team. They're no longer going to be kicking these field goals and missing. If Greg Zuerlein hit two of those field goals yesterday from chip shot range, they would have won.
True.
And we would have been talking about the New York Jets sitting on top of the AFC East.
Yeah, begrudgingly.
Well, for you.
For me, yes. Begrudgingly for me, I'd have to talk about it.
And Devontae Adams, in my opinion, is the quote-unquote savior for this franchise because that's all they've been missing. There's nothing wrong with that defense. The offense, you got the quarterback. I don't know if you got the play caller. But but with that quarterback, you can mask a lot of different shit. And it's clear that Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of this team, hasn't found the chemistry needed to be a successful team so far in the season. You look at Mike Williams and Aaron Rodgers, not always on the same page, on and off. Actually, I'll go as far as say never on the same page.
It feels like it, right? Kind of waiting for it to happen.
There was one play late in the game. Mike Williams, he ran a deep dig against single high coverage. Why would you run a deep dig into the safety in single high coverage? Aaron Rodgers threw it back shoulder. You know what I mean? Throw it back shoulder away from the safety, towards away from the corner, so you can have that leverage towards the sideline to make a play on it. Something Devontae Adams, something that Jordy Nelson did really well.
Oh,
now you get those, you know what I'm saying, Green Bay connections back for the New York Jets. Great look. They're going to win their division.
Wow. Was that the play that Rodgers was like talking shit about Mike Williams for, saying like he fucked up here? He should have been.
Yes. Yo. And he's not wrong for pointing that out, but he's wrong in the way that he went about it. You don't go to the media about it.
I was just going to say it. Like, because that pissed me off. Like, yeah, you're right. But that's a you and him conversation. That's right. Why are you telling us about
now,
that?
Now, Mike, you got to trade Mike Williams now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Confidence is shot. That's done.
He's not going to see the field.
Nope. He's wasting investment.
Yeah. And pretty sad if you ask me, because Mike Williams is very talented.
Great. He's great. When he's
trade
healthy,
him to the Commanders.
There you go.
He'll get some targets on the Commanders.
Absolutely. He is when he's healthy, he's still one of the best route runners out there. Like, bar none. But
no, I'd say he's one of the best 50-50 ball catchers.
Oh, good point. Good point.
In the NFL.
I like that better.
One of the best
like
five pointers. Big
just throw it up. Yes. You need that, which I thought was going to be his role with the Jets. Like, put it up, you'll get it. But
ended up being Alan Lazard.
Yeah. See, Rodgers and his people. It's his people.
It's That's his thing. Fucking people.
Just let him coach. And That's what the coaching team.
Did you see the Hail Mary he threw?
Of course I did. Did you see it? I know you saw it.
Yeah. I got PTSD off that shit. Like, bro, what the fuck, man? I shut the game off and thought about it for a second. Like, we ain't them lines no more.
No, you're not.
You ain't in Green Bay.
Cold shower that off.
So do you think there's going to be an adjustment period for Devontae and Aaron?
Yes, I do. And I said it to you before. I know you're saying chemistry never dies. And all that stuff. I'm not saying they don't have chemistry. All I'm saying is it's been 3 years. I think it's just natural for anybody in this situation, even as someone as great as Devontae Adams, and we know Adams is rested. He ain't been doing shit in Vegas this year. Whatever. It's not about that. It's just getting on the same page, especially if it – okay, I'll put it this way. If this reunion was happening in Green Bay, I'd be completely agreeing with you. It's the Jets. Adams has never been a Jet. This is it's a similar playbook, but it's still different. It's like, well, Nathaniel Hackett, but with all the changes in coaching and shit, the playbook is still a Rodgers playbook. So I get Adams is going to know certain things, but there's not everything he's going to just know it. I feel like you're still going to get that first, at least a couple of games to get back in rhythm, to sync up, to be that Rodgers Adams combo we know and love. And then, yeah, they'll hit the ground running. But I don't know. The very first game, you think Adams is the savior? That's why I'm like, it's the Steelers next. I know it's a winnable game. But,
oh, you know why? They're going to start Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah. That's the key. If they went Fields, I always feel like better a little bit. But with Wilson,
it's a game.
Like,
it's a game if they start Fields.
Yeah. But with Wilson, yeah. The Jets are going to win this. But how good is Adams going to be? What kind of performance is Adams going to have in this first game?
I'll answer that by saying a fucking fantastic performance. Over 100 yards, maybe two touchdowns. All right.
Wow. Okay. Just, that's what I'm saying. That's crazy. Right away.
And let me bring this to your attention. Maybe this will resonate better with you because has actually happened before in the past as my computer is almost going to die. I have to hold my thing like this for pause. anyway.
And then you should have saw the way your face froze when you just froze like that. You're like, as you're holding something. I was like, hey, yo. But go on.
So this reminds me of two players. They used to play for your Chicago Bears.
Technical issue.
Musical break.
Those of you wondering, that was Tokyo Drift by Xavier Wolf. Heard it on a TikTok the other day, and it's been stuck in my head ever since. Apparently it's from the Tokyo Drift soundtrack. Who the fuck knows? I don't remember that song at all.
My computer took a shit on me because I restored every single app that I had open before it died.
Maybe
if I close all the apps and restart the computer, it'd be okay.
Yeah, I would say that's probably a big part of that. Yeah, bandwidth is a thing.
Especially with fucking present day dial up.
Kind of need all the bandwidth you can get there. Gotta get this shit clean. At least figure it out.
Anyway, all that.
Back to your point.
Just for me to say, his quarterback was Jay Cutler. As soon as they got separated, Brandon Marshall went to Miami. All that success went down the drain. Still pretty good years. I mean, 86 receptions, 81 receptions, but nothing like the 101, 104, 102. Season that he had with Jay Cutler. And guess what happens? After three seasons away, Brandon Marshall reunites with Jay Cutler in Chicago. And guess what happens? He picks up right where he left off and has a career high 118 receptions. Next season with Jay Cutler, 108 receptions. More than he's ever had. So what I'm telling you is, if Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall never lost their connection, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams damn sure ain't gonna lose their connection. And I just want to bring this to your attention. Did you know that Davante Adams called up Aaron Rodgers at around 1 a.m. Eastern time after the game to holler at him?
No, I didn't know that.
And did you know by about 6 a.m. this morning, he was at Aaron Rodgers' crib?
Made that fucking phone call.
Yep.
And you need some help, brother. I got you. So
if that ain't chemistry, because chemistry goes off the field.
Of course it does.
If that ain't chemistry, I don't know what is. They are not going to miss a beat. All Aaron has to do is look at the man, and he knows what route to run. I'm telling you, I'm trying to warn y'all as a Lions fan watching these two motherfuckers kill me. I know what I'm talking about. One look, that's all. Gruber law offices. That's the type of shit they be in.
Gruber law offices is awesome. Okay, so before the season started, you said the Jets were your pick. Were this the AFC pick?
To be in the Super Bowl and lose the Lions. Yeah.
Yes. So that's still your pick, especially now Adams on the team.
No. I'll be honest. No.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting at. I'm like, chemistry, sure.
They're going to win their division.
Yes. Maybe. The way Buffalo's going, wouldn't be surprised. Nobody else in that division's going to do anything. It's them or Buffalo. But.
And we'll talk about their trade in a second.
Exactly. I was going to say, they had a trade the same day today that makes me think that gap is not as far away as we think. That's not as, they're not that big of a difference between those two teams.
Nope.
It's just a matter of
schedule. Offensively.
Offensively, yes. Offensively. Correct. So, all I was saying was, that was like your AFC choice before. So I thought you were on that same level. I'm like, it's even with Adams, that's not a Super Bowl team. I'm sorry. No. It's not. I don't think, and I had to look at the stats because I was wrong before because I was thinking like Adams wasn't the cure-all because they had other problems. You're right. I didn't know the stats for the Jets. I looked at it. You're right. They really don't have a problem. Their defense is still a top 10 unit. Their offensive line is still a top 10 unit. It's kind of crazy that they're 2-4. So if it's really just about the drops.
Red zone.
It's the red zone stuff.
Red zone like, and drops. You got it. Yep.
Sure. So if it's just those two things and Adams fixed both of those, sure, I think they'll be successful. I still don't have them as a Super Bowl contender, though. That's my thing. I don't think Adams is a savior to get them a championship. I think he's enough to not embarrass themselves this year. I think they'll have a good season now, but I'm still saying first round. If they even make it, but first round out.
They are in contention to win the AFC, but they are not my favorite anymore.
Right.
I think there's a clear favorite, and they're running away with it.
Mm.
And it was my pick last year, the Baltimore Ravens.
That's who Adams should have. See, if Adams really wanted a ring, he should have went to Baltimore, God, in my opinion. Damn. In my opinion. Because that, sorry, if you're living in Mahomes' world, you need all the weapons you can get. And Baltimore with Davante Adams and that team, I'm sorry. It's a wrap. Yeah, I would have changed. Yeah. I would have changed my Super Bowl pick with that signing. So to me, like I said, I didn't lose respect for Adams, but I was kind of like, bro, like of all the teams, you kind of went with something fun, dude. Now you got to go with Rodgers, and his career is always tied to it. And it's like that was your moment to show you didn't need Rodgers, and you went, no, I need him.
No, look, sometimes you break up with the next, and you realize no one sucked your dick better.
I saw
the
your
next
post.
Thing you know, a couple body bags later, you're in the club all cuffed up with her again. That's right? What happened. You make mistakes. You know what? Your ex realized that too.
That happens to your ass, not to my ass. Hey, that's look, how you look, can relate.
And look, like Aaron Rodgers, right? Obviously played with Davante Adams. Lamar Jackson never played with Davante Adams. He would still have to adjust and learn how to play with Lamar Jackson in that system centered around Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson.
Of course.
So he chose, I don't want to say the easy route, but he chose the intelligent route.
The most familiar route for him.
He's
the easiest
that's a
way to
seamless
get
transition right into the offense because he knows, like, again, exactly what to run when Aaron Rodgers gives him a look.
I'm not blaming Adams. Don't get it wrong. Of course he was going to be a Jet. Like, you go where your bread is buttered. I understand. That's a business. He made a business decision. It's fine. I'm sure he'll do well. All I'm saying is the man's been playing this long. If he really wanted that ring, I think there were just better options that would have loved to have taken him and, in my opinion, may have given more for him. But that's just me. A conditional third that could be a second, that's a big enough name where I argue you probably could have got a first from the right organization. But
One first.
But still, I'll take a one first over a conditional third for Davante Adams. Are you kidding?
I think they're trying to do right by Davante because they held him hostage for a couple seasons. I'm not going to lie.
But when we try to do right by Fields, we got roasted to high hell. So,
bro, like, no.
Come on.
A sixth and a third. Come on now. That's a big difference.
It's a very big difference. You're right. He should have absolutely got more. I think we got robbed for that shit. But the people who are like, oh, you try to do right by Fields. I'm like, yeah, he's a nice guy. Devon Adams is a nice guy who plays well. Like, come on, man. But I don't know. I wanted Adams anywhere. You know me. I'm not a Rodgers guy. I don't want him having anything else. The man's out here blaming everybody under the sun except for himself, as he always has. He's an egomaniac. He doesn't deserve shit. He doesn't deserve Davante Adams. He doesn't. I don't care if it's his boy or not. You don't deserve him, Rodgers. You don't deserve him. So, yeah, congratulations. You got your boy back. Enjoy losing to the Chiefs again, doing all this shit to lose to the Chiefs or the Ravens or half a dozen teams in the AFC. Sorry, I don't buy it. But let's talk about the other team in that division. The Buffalo Bills, because that was, for me, an AFC pick as well. Josh Allen, I thought, was still the guy. The receivers were one thing. And we saw things kind of falling apart without Stephon Diggs. But the Bills are still 4-2. So, like, they're still winning. And in this division, with two of those teams arguably out of contention already and coming down to a two-team race, yeah, I don't disagree the Jets still have a way to the playoffs. But for the Bills, they made a trade in a similar fashion the same day, and they called up Cleveland, or Cleveland called them. I don't know who started this shit. And they decided to save Amari Cooper from the burning sewage that is the Cleveland Browns. And now he becomes Josh Allen's bona fide number one receiver. And that was an interesting package, too. It was Amari Cooper and a sixth rounder this year for a third rounder this year and a 26th, seventh rounder. So that's,
I guess we're giving away third round picks for number one
receiver. That's what I'm saying. Here we go, the third round picks again. All of a sudden, first, in my opinion, great receivers. So the premium here is a little low for these names, but that's just football. That's business. But how do you feel, the same vein with Adams being the savior of the Jets, do you feel Amari Cooper does enough to make Buffalo a true contender now? Or is it too little too late? Oh, there it is.
Fuck no. See, they got bigger problems than the wide receiver position.
I would argue with that too.
Yeah. Wide receiver is one of their biggest weaknesses. Yes, they addressed that. Yes. They got better. Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into the season, I had no faith in the Bills. And up until, when was it? About 1:30 p.m. today, I still had no faith in the Bills.
Yep.
Until they traded for Amari Cooper. Because the reason why I had no faith in the Bills was because these wide receivers cannot get open.
Mm.
And this is before Amari Cooper. Last leading receiver was a backup rookie running back named Ray Davis.
Yikes.
That should tell you everything.
Ouch.
And the second leading receiver was a fucking tight end. Dalton Kincaid was a first round pick. He only had 54 yards. So these receivers are fucking ass. And I've been trying to tell people, Stephon Diggs, they needed him. Amari Cooper, desperately. They fucking need him. They should be sucking his dick as soon as he flies into Buffalo.
What's all the dick sucking all today? The
Hey, man, everyone deserves some head today.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm going to take care of that later. You're damn right. You never lied. I don't know why I'm questioning it.
Exactly. But, you know, Amari Cooper is a fantastic route runner. He's going to make life a whole lot easier for Josh Allen, yes. James Cook, Ray Davis, that entire running game and offensive line. Everything's going to open up offensively for this team. But defensively, their pass rush, I don't know. It's okay. It's okay.
It's all
this
right.
This team is built to play with a lead.
Yep.
If this team is down 7, 14, God forbid, 21 points, they're going to get blown the fuck out like what happened in Houston.
They can't rally for shit.
they don't have the defense for it. When they need to get a stop, they're not going to be able to get a stop. They're that team that when they need a touchdown, they'll get a touchdown because their quarterback is that great. Their offense is that great. And now they got weapons. Yep. So in my opinion, and not just my opinion, it's facts. You still need a great defense to win a Super Bowl. Oh, no, not even great. You need an above average defense to win a Super Bowl.
That's true.
I'm not sure the Bills are going to be that.
They're a little banged up on D. They're missing a couple key pieces.
And that's why I favor the Jets, because I think as a whole team, offense, defense, special teams, the Jets are just a little bit better because they have, because they don't have as many holes on defense as the Bills do. And then their offenses are almost interchangeable. Mm. They're just as good. You saw it last night without those two number one receivers. Like,
yeah,
they were going back and forth. They were moving the ball. They were having success. I guess the better quarterback that day won.
Yeah, it comes down to that sometimes. But
yeah, it is what it is. But it's going to be a fun race to watch in the AFC East between those two teams. I will say that.
Yes, I was going to say, but I like the move matching a rival. So they go get Devontae, and they didn't hesitate to go get Coop. And that's something like, again, those are two guys who can transform their offense. And Coop, in my opinion, is probably thirstier for success than Adams is at this point. Adams at least tasted some. Cooper's been dying. Someone save my boy.
He's played with the Raiders and the Cowboys and the Browns.
Like, he is suffering.
He's just missing the Jags.
Free my man. Right. Free my boy. So, yeah, because it could have been the Jags. We'll get the Jags in a second.
Good God.
You saw what just happened to them. So that easily could have been a phone call from Jacksonville going to that dumpster fire. But this man gets to go to a decently talented team with a still elite quarterback. So, I mean, as great as old Deshaun Watson was, Josh Allen.
Oh,
my God. That's a fucking upgrade.
Yeah.
He's gonna love it out there. I agree. I think it's a race for the AFC East between those two teams. And I think both of them got better. They both have things to work on, but I feel you're right. The Jets are a little more complete team. I just, with the records the way they are and looking at both schedules, I almost feel like Bills win division, Jets in a wild card, but it could flip-flop. I could be completely wrong. They might go on a tear. It just seems a little premature, but it's Adams. I don't blame you.
Let's make a bet.
Ooh. I literally have a bet written down here. Pivoted away from it. But yeah, let's make a fucking bet.
I think, dude, wait, did we make this bet already?
I feel like it was about the Jets being in the playoffs. I mean, it may not be a divisional bet we have, but I think it was just making it to the playoffs.
I was going to say, I'll take the Jets, you'll take the Bills.
I'll put it this way. I like that too. I'll put it this way. If your original prediction comes to life and Aaron Rodgers somehow gets the Jets to a Super Bowl, not even win it, if they just make it there.
Yeah, if they just get there.
I will buy an Aaron Rodgers Jets jersey and wear it in public.
No.
That
you
is
have to
how
buy the Packer one.
Oh, no. Yes. No deal.
How about this?
My skin's crawling just talking about even buying something with Rodgers' name on it. But Packers, that's out of the question.
How about this? All right. It has to be a double whammy. So Aaron Rodgers has to win the division and get to the Super Bowl. Then it's a Packers jersey. But if they just get to the Super Bowl without winning the division, which Aaron Rodgers has done that before.
True.
Jets.
Fine. But I need some on your side too then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right, how about this? Do you want to keep it within the division? Because we could.
Sure.
All right. Okay. I will buy a Kyle Orton Buffalo Bills jersey if they win the division.
Kyle Orton? Wow.
Kyle Orton. Or do you want J.P. Lossman?
Oh, my God. No, it's got to be Kyle Orton, dude. It's
got to be Kyle Orton. For you. Just for you. Kyle Orton. Or Fitzmagic. Or is that too cool?
No, that's too cool. I would just buy that because Fitzmagic is my fucking boy. I would just buy it.
Who doesn't like Fitzmagic?
I don't have one. Right. The fuck? No, you don't get rewarded for that. That's if you win something. You go ahead and buy a Fitzmagic jersey. But yes, I'll take that bet. That's how confident I am. I'm not giving Rodgers a goddamn thing. And I'm only wearing that jersey once if I have to buy it. Once. I'm burning it on the show. I will burn it live on the fucking Bank Bro show. We'll see about that. But fuck the AFC. Let's get back to the NFC. Where it really matters. Because like we said last week, I'm going to say it again this week. In case you didn't know, if you haven't heard, if you didn't ask your mama, if you're living under a rock, the NFC North is back, baby. We back. We've been back. It's been back. So let's talk about the Bears.
Drink time.
Yeah, crack that shit open. We back. All four of the teams. Did you know the NFC North has the best point differential in the entire league? Like, how?
Did you know the worst team in the NFC North is 4-2?
Thank you. What? We are. Kicking ass, and everyone's on notice. The Bears decided to travel to London and face the Jags after our big win against Carolina, which I didn't give a lot of credit to, but it was cool to see. And if Carolina was the get-right game, folks, Jacksonville, by way of London, was the feel-good game, in my opinion. Other than Gabe Davis trying his best to tap into his Buffalo past and torch my fucking defense for no fucking reason. It made no sense. Other than Gabe Davis, this was a complete performance. And it was a glimpse of what this team dreams and aspires to be on a consistent basis. Now, again, I hate being the guy going, it was the Jags. Because it was the Jags. They could have beat us. Who cares? A win is a win.
No. Jags in London, though.
Exactly. So, I mean, for us, those London games, Brazil games, Mexico games, those are always trap games for us. We always are shitty in those international games, especially the super early ones. So I was already going like, we're going to fucking somehow beat Carolina and lose to Jacksonville because we're in London. I already fucking anticipated it. Boy, was I wrong. Caleb looked good again. 23 of 29, 226 yards, 4 fucking touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And a pick. Get a pick. But we got through it fast. My thing is, I saw confident throws. I told you on our messages. That motherfucker was putting his foot in the ground on those fucking throws. He was trying to laser into small windows. And not a reckless way. It was well planned out. And on top of all that, much smarter choices with throwing the ball away. Holy fuck. That was, I was losing my mind. I'm like, oh my God, it's the right situation to throw a ball when he threw it away. What? I'm not used to that. I mean, somebody going, oh shit, and then running and trying to make something happen and then fumbling the ball and we lose the game by 30 points. That's what I'm used to. So to see Caleb making smart choices, looking more poised every week, more confident. Yes, the teams are a little skewed. Yes, the only real good team we played was the Rams. But these games are the ones that I mentioned before. We usually lose these games. The games we should be winning, we usually lose. So to see us actually turning these into wins, and not just wins, pretty dominant wins, mm-hmm. is very refreshing. The last 2 weeks for me as a Bears fan have been stress-free. I don't know why. It's a weird feeling. This is the first time since 2021, the Bears have won three straight. How stupid is that? Three straight. And we're celebrating it like it's a parade. I'm very fucking happy with this team right now. There's still a lot of holes. There's still a lot to work on. I still don't like Eberflus, but we're getting there. We're getting there. We're going into a bye week 4-2. It feels like we are exactly where we should be.
Yeah.
Development-wise, all we wanted was Caleb's development this year. If playoffs happen, cool. But it was about him developing and seeing the good stuff coming. Not to mention, everybody ate. Everyone ate. Komet got 2 touchdowns. Whoa. Keenan Allen, he's alive again. 2 touchdowns for Keenan Allen, too. And he looked a little bit like the old Keenan Allen, too. The guy we actually wanted to pick up. So I'm glad he's looking healthier, getting better. He's definitely, you can tell the reason we got him is more than just what he can do on the field as a mentor. Keenan is fantastic for Caleb's development. They are working together. He's literally going over notes with him. Like, they are trying to get on the same page, the same way Caleb was trying to do with DJ and with Odunze. Fucking shout out to Odunze. I love that man. I love Odunze. That guy, his stats didn't jump off the page. It's a matter of time. When they figure out that he needs more catches, woo!
More targets. Just targets.
Sorry. More targets. Just throw his way. He's everywhere. He's blowing fucking routes out the water. And he's just kind of like waiting around for it. So, like, when we start using Odunze more, I think you'll see us take the next step. But I'm loving what I'm seeing so far. What did you see in that game?
A lot of what you saw, honestly. I'll just touch on a couple points that you one guy that you did not mention that also joined the buffet was DeAndre Swift. What happens when you give DeAndre Swift the ball in space?
Yes.
Happens when you actually give him the ball on handoffs.
I even have a note. I just literally wrote right by it. Swift ran like someone owed him money. That's what I wrote.
He ran like he was running away from Debo.
Exactly.
Dude almost averaged 6 yards a carry.
Something has switched in his head. Like I said, he read all the criticisms and said, fuck everybody. And
he went up to Coach Eberflus and Coach Steichen's office and said, look, y'all motherfuckers wanted me here. Y'all motherfuckers paid me. Give me the fucking ball.
What the fuck?
That takes a lot of pressure off of Caleb, because now Caleb doesn't always have to be perfect. He doesn't always have to play hero ball. He can run around and dodge a sack or two and then throw the ball away. And it's cool, because the next play, you can hand it off to Swift and get 5 yards.
Exactly. It's beautiful when we just use our brains and the things that they're here for. Like, come on, man.
So I love seeing Swift get the ball.
Yes.
One thing I want to see more of, you mentioned Rome Odunze, so I'm not going to speak on that. But DJ Moore needs more targets.
Yes, please. Please, please, please.
I think DJ Moore tied the team lead with 5 targets.
Could be wrong, but so
5 targets. He may have had like 6 total touches.
Nope. DJ had 4. DJ had 4.
I'm sorry, but second on the team in targets with 4.
Right.
Yeah, DJ Moore needs at least 8 to 10 targets a game, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I think I don't know. Well, I do know, because Shane Steichen's a fucking idiot. But I don't know how you have someone like DJ Moore and don't give him the ball. Or you have someone like DJ Moore and you have him run dumb routes all the time, like screens or curls or hitches. That's all he fucking runs. Have him run downfield for once. God damn it.
Why are you saying Shane Steichen?
Huh?
Why are you saying Shane Steichen?
I don't fucking know. What the fuck's his name again? Shane Waldron.
Waldron.
Waldron. Waldron.
I was like, well, that's the Colts, bro. We're not the Colts.
Waldron.
Jay Waldron.
Been watching a lot of film.
Clearly. I go into that Colts film. Wow.
But yeah, no.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've been watching a little bit of everybody. Mm. But no, yeah. I thought that overall, we were texting throughout the game. I thought the Bears looked good. Caleb looked really good. Feet looked a lot better. Looks like he's getting better. Don't know who he's getting coaching from. Must not be in the building.
Mm-mm.
But
somebody at home.
Caleb looks like he's learning a thing or two, man. Excited to see where his growth goes. Yeah. This is an interesting week for the Bears, because They can move up in the division and they're not even playing.
Exactly. I love it.
Yeah. So, man, if
it's a
I'm
good
a Bears
position
fan,
to be in.
I'm very excited if I'm a Bears fan because at least I know I'm not as ass as I used to be. I'm not as ass like the Panthers. I'm not as ass as the fucking weak ass Jaguars in London. All right.
Yeah.
I may be around the Commanders range.
Oh boy. We're gonna find out very soon, aren't we?
They're gonna play. So yeah, it's gonna be a hell of a game.
That is the next game for us after the bye. So they flexed it too. 325 game now. So they NFL knows we wanna see it. We wanna see the rookie showdown. We got to. And I'm not feeling good about it. I'm not, even with all the good shit we're doing, because Washington's doing so much better than we. They look so good. I hate how good they look. I hate how good they look.
Look, they got Caleb Williams going against fucking Andy Dalton and Trevor Lawrence. This motherfucker's playing against Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, a bunch of first overall picks and Heisman Trophy winners.
Yes. And even in the losses, everyone's talking about Jaden. So like that, I'm sweating. I'm quite worried.
It's
I don't
be
think
fun
it's
to
gonna
watch.
Be good.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's gonna be a blast to watch, but I don't think we can beat them yet. Man, Daniels legitimately scares me. And I'm saying that about a rookie QB. He legitimately scares me. That's crazy.
He's got it.
It's been six games. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, he's got it. No, man. We'll talk about him later. But
talk about it now.
Dude,
why don't you talk about that now?
And then
you can, why don't you do the Ravens Commanders now, and then we can finish up with the Lions. You can have the whole rest of that show for your Lions.
All right, bet. So in the game against the Ravens, Ravens and Commanders game, the main difference in that game and why the Ravens got away and won the game by 7 points was because Lamar Jackson was able to get loose on the ground and showcase his entire repertoire. Jaden Daniels went up against, I don't know if you've been living under a rock or not, maybe under a bridge, but a pretty fucking experienced and battle-tested defense.
Right.
And team as a whole. And to keep up with Lamar Jackson, not turn the ball over, throw the ball extremely well, be extremely consistent, do the little things very well, throw two touchdowns, again, no picks, only differences, he wasn't able to showcase his entire repertoire of skills, all that he can do with his legs. The Baltimore defense, man, they played their asses off. They shut down that quarterback run game, the read option, zone run game. I feel like Baltimore came in this game and said, you know what, Scary Terry might burn us for a couple touchdowns. That's cool. We could live with that. But Jaden, you cannot get out this pocket. You are not getting out this pocket. We are bringing Kyle Hamilton into the box, and he's going to blitz you every other play. That's what they did, and it was successful. So if the Bears are going to do anything during this bye week, they need to watch that fucking film every single fucking day, or else Jaden Daniels is going to throw for 300, because if Gabe Davis was torching him, Terry McLaurin, Lord. My Lord.
I'm so terrified of Scary Terry.
Lord.
They're calling Scary Terry for a reason.
Yeah. If the Bears want to win that game, and we can talk more about it next week, they need to feature DJ Moore, because the way Zay Flowers was featured against the Commanders gave them fits.
Yeah.
So they need to feature DJ Moore against this Washington Commanders young and inexperienced secondary.
That's the thing, is like, as much as I think we can do the same things that were successful that the Ravens did against Washington, I just don't know if we, as talented as we are on defense, keeping him just in the pocket and contained and shit, like, it's hard enough. That's not something we even excel at.
No, yeah, I was gonna say, you guys don't have the personnel for that.
We don't. That's why I'm like, we have to outduel him. And if you're paying DJ all this fucking money, this is the game you're paying him for. You need to outduel Jaden, and DJ's the guy to do it. You gotta give him the ball.
You look at that film on the flip side, on the offensive side, from Zay Flowers.
Right.
And you say, look, DJ Moore, you and Zay Flowers, pretty similar players.
Yeah.
Zay Flowers is the Zion Williamson of LeBron James of, who the fuck was I talking about?
I was following it. I was like, wait, the what now?
He is the Zion Williamsons of LeBron Jameses of DJ Moore. That's
got
what
you. I follow you. You got there. Oh my god. But no, I totally agree. Very similar receivers. It should be the same game plan, but not the same personnel. So I just,
again, Waldron, it's like coaching a wall with him.
Yeah, I swear to god it is, man. It's not Luke Getsy bad, but it's not much better, which is a big fucking problem.
And
So,
let me throw something else that is going to work in your favor. Montez Sweat, this is a revenge
Oh,
game for him.
yes, it is.
The Washington Commanders defensive line, they're without Jonathan Allen.
Which is huge. Oh, yeah. So,
He's one of the best defensive tackles in the league, one of the best three
period.
techs in the league. So
Terrifying
that's a
player.
big benefit to the Chicago Bears and DeAndre Swift.
I was just gonna say Swift. Like Swifty time,
So
baby.
heavy on Swift, heavy on Moore. I think that's how you beat the Commanders. How the
Boom.
Commanders beat you: ball
Every
control,
other way.
balance, Terry McLaurin.
Yes. They got weapons on their secret weapons on that fucking team too. So I just
Yeah,
it's
like
gonna be
Jeremy
interesting.
McNichols. Who the fuck is that?
Who the fuck is that guy? But man, him and Eckler, like
And
they have a
B-Rob.
and B-Rob. So like they have like a crazy running back room already. And I'm like,
And
that's
then
fucking
Jaden
nuts.
Daniels.
Right. You have four running backs.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what it feels like. It's a pick your poison kind of offense. And we don't do well with those. In case you didn't
Yeah.
know, we like the one trick ponies. We can take those guys.
No.
Let me get Adam Thielen. I can take those
No,
guys. I can take those guys.
this is the type of game it's gonna be. It's gonna be a battle of Zach Ertz and Cole Kmet.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sounds about right.
Why is
Sounds about
Zach
right.
Ertz even still playing? But whatever. He's still out there performing. I can't even
And
knock the
why is he
guy.
playing well?
He's right. That's what I'm saying. He had four receptions for 68 yards, like averaging
What
17 a catch. Like he's out there eating them up. So,
fuck? Old ass Zach Ertz.
right. He's chilling in Washington. Good for them. I can't hate. I got nothing against Washington. I just wish they didn't look so fucking good at a time I need us to look good. So it's gonna be a great fucking game. I
Yeah.
can't wait. That's gonna be another birthday present for me too. This was one. But that game, if we could beat Jaden Daniels and silence some of this shit, that'd be another birthday for me, I swear to God.
Okay.
Oh
Let me
boy.
ask you this, since we're on
Yeah.
the topic.
Yes.
So if you say the Bears win,
Yeah.
but Caleb plays like shit, around 55% completion percentage, one touchdown, two picks, and you guys win the game.
Oh.
And let's
Two
say, and
picks
I
and we
mean,
win the
Commanders
game?
lose.
Defense.
And let's say the Commanders lose, but Jaden has a better game than Caleb.
Sure.
How would you feel about that?
Fine. Because Caleb is a rookie. Jaden's a rookie. Jaden is a much better looking rookie. I'll give him that. However, this is still the Bears. I still need the Bears to win it because I want to be competitive. If Caleb doesn't have as great of a game, I'm not someone who's counting every fucking game Caleb's playing this season. It's his first year. It's a shit coach, which I already knew coming into it. And it's the Bears, which has all the shit of history behind it, the stink of quarterbacks behind it. So, if, in my opinion, and I've said a lot of shit about Caleb, not shit, like bad shit, but like I've talked a lot about Caleb on the show. And at the end of the day, he has the easiest route, and I said it before, the easiest route to be the best Bears quarterback of all time. And he doesn't have to do much. So, my standards for him aren't that high. If he's winning games, even if they're ugly, I'm cool with that. You know why? Because I'm used to that.
I was gonna say.
I'm used to the ugly wins. If people are upset about us winning ugly games, you're not a real Bears fan. We built our whole organization on ugly ass wins other than 85.
Y'all
It
wasn't
can't all be
there.
85.
Y'all wasn't there when Trubisky was walking through that door.
Thank you. Talk to me when you were here when Mike Glennon got paid.
Or
Mike
Andy
fucking
Dalton.
Glennon. Andy Dalton at least is a decent quarterback. Mike Glennon is a giraffe disguised as a quarterback. That fucking neck. And we gave it his ass a 2-year contract. What the fuck were we thinking? Talk to me when you guys were living here where Mark Sanchez was our quarterback. I don't want to hear nothing about Caleb having an ugly game.
Who's
Did we
that? Who's
win?
that? Who's that Haney dude?
Caleb Haney? Oh yeah.
Hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Rex
Caleb.
Grossman?
Caleb Haney
See?
Williams.
See? We've had, that's what I'm saying. Our history is littered even with bad Calebs. So if this Caleb is at least winning games, even if they're ugly games, I'm fucking happy. Thank you. Thank you. Again, if only every team we played was Jacksonville and Carolina, he'd be an MVP. We'd have no discussion about this. So I'm curious to see how we play against a good team like Washington. I can't believe I said that sentence out loud. I'm sorry, a great team like Washington. What? That doesn't make any sense. But we can beat them. I'm feeling pretty fucking good about that. Not about
I would
him being
think.
better than Jaden, just in general for our prospects this season. That's gonna be great.
Yeah.
5-2? Thank you. When's the last time we were 5-2?
I don't know.
I think the last time we were
Khalil
five and
Mack,
two was when we won the
52.
division. Thank you. I think we won the division that year. So
Yeah.
If we're on that path and we're going back to being a division winner, hell yeah, let's go.
But what? Okay, what if Caleb plays amazing and you guys lose? Are you still okay with that? Or are
Not
you
as
like, what the
much.
fuck,
Not as
guys?
much. Not as much. Because if he played better than, and let's say, I'll get one better. If he
Yeah.
outperforms Jaden Daniels and we still lose, something's wrong, in my opinion. You did all that and
With
we
the
lost
Bears.
With the Bears. Yes, in general. Something is wrong with the Bears if Caleb is out. Because if you look at Daniels' numbers, let's look at his last one. 24 of 35, 269, two touchdowns. If
No picks.
Caleb,
no
picks, 110% rating. If Caleb outperforms that and we lose, there's a problem with the team.
Because
to
outperform
different.
That, people, you need to throw for 300 yards.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, what the fuck happened? Unless, and don't get me wrong, if it's like some weird last minute field goal,
cool.
Whatever,
that's
whatever.
cool.
But if we get beat somehow because of that, that's a different problem.
Like
Because
47
then,
to 9?
Right, because that's called foreshadowing. Because, yeah, because that to me means like all the shit we did to this point was like fool's gold. Yeah, we beat bad teams. Yeah, we beat one good team, but it didn't really fucking matter because he's performing well and the team is letting him down. So I was thinking the opposite. I'm thinking he's growing and the team is helping him get the wins, which is what we need. That's what we want. So it depends. I'm going to watch that game very fucking closely. So I hope I don't have to, you know, pull out more gray hairs out of my beard the next fucking day because they grow that fast when I watch the Bears. That was, again, that would have been, that will be a fun birthday present. A couple weeks down the line, I'm still going to consider it a birthday present just for me. But speaking of birthday presents, yes, I know to finish up, you want to talk about your team because y'all decided to go to Dallas and visit Mr. Jerry Jones on his birthday. And you guys gave him the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah.
Humility. Man,
it wasn't just a gift for Mr. Jerry Jones. You feel me? It was a gift for America.
Yeah, for America.
For America.
Oh, man.
We went in the folks. Jerry world. And
oh, yeah. Shirts off, compression shorts, everything.
Up and down the field. I'm talking about our second touchdown was a double flea flicker to Sam Laporta for about 56 yards.
I saw that shit live. I freaked
out.
That
was our second touchdown.
That was nuts.
From there on, Ben Johnson said, you know what? Fuck this bullshit. Dan Skipper, you're at receiver.
That's shit.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, coming in block.
Skipper was disrespectful. That's a disrespectful ass move, bro.
Fucking throwing hook and ladders to Penei Sewell. And he scored.
Yeah. Like,
flag aside, he scored.
That's that old Chicago Bears 2018 shit where he was like, fuck it. They're not stopping us. Just do it. Everybody gets the ball. Fuck it. The water boy gets
Goff
it.
Goff goes into the huddle. Coach said, who wants the ball?
Right. Ref wants it.
My turn.
Here, ref. Here you go.
All right. Taylor Decker. All right, bet. Run a fade.
Right.
Throw back shoulder. You got it.
All the linemen get one. Like, the fuck was that game, bro?
And you know why the linemen were getting snaps at receiver and getting touches? It was because they were dominating the entire game.
Bell
they
to bell.
Grabbed the Dallas Cowboys by their will and tossed them all over the field, wherever they wanted to go. David Montgomery was taking 5 seconds to pick which wide open hole he wanted to run through.
You're welcome.
Until he finally said, I guess I'll just go here because right. No one's there anyway.
That's what I would do.
Yep. He only carried the ball 12 times and he had like 80-some yards.
It was it, yeah. 12 for 80 yards, two touchdowns. What the fuck, dude? 6.7 average a carry.
Yeah.
Fuck. Get the fuck out of here.
Gibbs had a decent game.
Yeah.
How many yards did he have?
63 yards, same amount of carries. So
12 for that's still what? Almost five a pop?
Yeah. Thunder and lightning, bud.
I mean, Sonic and Knuckles.
Right. There it is.
I'm so spoiled. I said Gibbs didn't have that great of a game.
See?
But
other teams are like, can we please have him then?
And you know who else didn't have that great of a game and we still won? Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Right.
I mean, he had a touchdown. Cool. But four
That's
catches
it.
For 37 yards. But
that's
you know what
it.
Else? You know what he did? He blocked. That's what doesn't show up on the stat sheet, and that's what makes Amon-Ra St. Brown so valuable to this team. That's why this team paid him that amount of money. Because he does everything else no one else wants to do at the wide receiver position. That's block on screens and run plays.
Mm.
And for Jared Goff when he's throwing the football.
Yes.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is one of the most unselfish superstar wide receivers we've ever seen in the NFL. And I say that to bring up my next point. That man, Jameson Williams, Ooh, I've been saying he's going to have a breakout season.
I knew it.
Oh, Trayvon Diggs did not want to see him. Oh, he was burning Trayvon Diggs. See, this is why I love Jameson Williams. This is why I love this team and the confidence that we're playing with. First play, Jameson Williams gets targeted on. He gets wide open, burns Trayvon Diggs.
God.
Post route. Yep. Drops the ball. Immediately after that play, come into the huddle. They break the huddle. Jared Goff goes right to him.
Right back to 17
yards.
I saw that shit.
Right back to him.
That was crucial.
Crucial for the confidence of Jameson Williams.
Yes.
And that entire offense, including Ben Johnson, because you don't want a Mike Williams in New York situation.
No, you don't.
You don't see Jared Goff throwing J-Mo under the bus for dropping the ball.
Thank you.
And that's what makes this team the best team in the NFL. The continuity, the locker room. When you got players giving game balls back, they receive from the head coach to the head coach saying, look, this is for our head coach. He's our rock right now.
Mm.
He was drafted here, and we came in here and beat that ass. So here you go, coach. This is your game ball. And Dan Gamble broke the huddle down in the locker room. That's when you know that you got 53 dudes in that locker room that all respect the head coach.
What a guy.
As a Lions fan, this is bittersweet, though.
Mm.
Because although this was a very dominant win, complimentary football played on all three levels, including special teams. I mean, Dallas didn't even score a touchdown.
They didn't. In their own house.
I told this man, I texted him, I said, if Dallas scored 14 points, I would have been pissed.
Yeah.
They had nine. This is exactly what I expected, but yeah. I did not expect to lose Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh.
He got it was just a freak injury. It was. He got his leg kick checked by his own teammate.
Yeah.
And Anderson Silva'd on him.
Yeah, that's a perfect way of putting that. That's exactly what happened. It was,
if you can picture that's literally what it was, right?
Yeah, his leg wrapped around another dude's leg like Gumby, and it was over with.
His shin wrapped around.
I was immediately like, fuck.
Yeah, he's done.
Not good. He's not getting up. Oh, big loss.
That is a big loss.
What do you do?
If we want to be the team we know we can be, we have no choice but to go out and get another pass rusher. Because we already lost Marcus Davenport. James Houston, he's talented, but I don't know why he's not getting the snaps. He's talented, though.
Yeah, he's been with us for a while now.
Aiden Hutchinson, the leader of this defense, one of the leaders on this team.
Game record.
One of defensive player of the year, possibly.
Oh, totally.
Led the league in sacks.
The way he was going, yes.
Yeah.
It was a done
and
deal.
The way the team was performing with the record,
yep.
He would have been top two, top three.
I think he's a front runner. Yeah.
Yeah, could have been. We need someone. We need to go get someone on the market to fill that role.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be aggressive.
Who do you get?
So the hot and popular name to say is Max Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why. You know, he's from Detroit, bringing him back home. He said he would only want to play for Detroit if it wasn't the Raiders. He said that out of his own mouth.
Yeah. That'd be wild.
That is
wild.
And again, I mentioned this on the show. We have the cap space. We have the draft capital. And we have a couple assets that we can move that are young. So if we really needed someone, we can go out and get them. So that's why I'm saying we need to be aggressive and get somebody ASAP. Because not only is the guy that we're getting going to be a part of this team for this season, but he's also going to be part of the team for next season and the season after that. And then we'll see from there. So right? I know, like I said, the hot and sexy name is Max Crosby, but I'm going to be realistic. Trey Hendrickson.
I was going to say Trey Hendrickson. I was literally about to say it. I think that's the one. I think it's a perfect fit.
That's number one. He's played. I feel like he's always been one of the most underrated defensive ends in the league.
Yeah,
he plays similar to Aiden Hutchinson. He's not as much as of a game wrecker though, which is okay.
Right, but affordability, he wouldn't cost you a lot.
No,
he would need a new contract. But I think you guys would be able to make that team friendly. I think he would like to play for that kind of team. His skill set works a lot for you guys. Like, I think he's your number one choice right now.
A lot of people aren't going to talk about this, but guess who's on our defensive line that was his buddy last year? DJ Reader.
Oh, good point. Yes, you're right. Perfect.
Aline McNeil, Trey Hendrickson.
That's a nice line.
Aiden Hutchinson.
See? And then Hendrickson is just oh my God. Like, I think, because that was literally the only guy I had written down. I know to talk about Myles Garrett's up there too, but
Sure.
Affordable.
We gotta be realistic.
And gotta be realistic. I think Hendrickson is your guy. I'm gonna go ahead and say he's probably gonna go end up with you guys. Like the way since he's going, and the fact that he's owed money, like he's got I think 2025 is that's end of his contract. So like
Right.
the
This
fact
year,
that
next
he's
year.
about to get paid and wants to join an ascending Super Bowl contending team and leaving one that windows might have been closed, I think it's perfect.
I think so too. There's one more guy. This one comes with a little more risk, but I think this one potentially can come with a little more reward in the long run.
Okay.
He was the guy I was eyeing since the day he got drafted. We're sitting right in your old house.
Oh,
Hassan
God.
Reddick.
Oh, yes, that's right. Reddick is
Hassan Reddick.
still there in
He.
dispute with his contract with the Philadelphia Eagles right now.
Yes. I don't know if y'all heard me, but Detroit Lions, we got some cap space.
You do.
I'm saying we just got some cap space because we got so much cap space. We paid our quarterback, our right tackle, our wide receiver. We just paid our defensive tackle, our number two defensive tackle today. How? Because we got fucking cap space. So go on and get Hassan Reddick. He's still relatively in his prime, youngish, great pass rusher, can help you out a little bit in coverage, pretty good tackler, versatile. When Aiden Hutchinson gets back, oh my God, he's the perfect buddy to go alongside of Aiden Hutchinson on the opposite
Right.
end because
All
he's
right.
extremely fast and explosive. Aiden Hutchinson, he's explosive, but he's not extremely fast. He's quick. So to have that thunder and lightning at defensive end, I would love that. But
There's one other name. I think if you guys miss on all those, there's one other guy I think that may not be a long-term solution, but could probably help you win now and would probably be the cheapest option. I'm saying like a sixth or seventh round pick, maybe a can of Coke.
who?
Since Cleveland is out there on a pretty much on a fire sale, I'm pretty sure that's coming. We're gonna see it very soon.
Oh, yes. I know the name.
Za'Darius Smith, I still think
Yes.
has something in the tank,
He
and
does.
clear. I think he's a little bit older, but
Yep.
he is the perfect win now kind of plug and play player for a team like the Lions. You
Yep,
know he's
I
got a
agree.
motor. You know he's good at getting against the quarterback. So like, and he would cost you pennies on the dollar. 1 year rental, 2 year rental, why not?
Coming back to the NFC North
Exactly. He's got some beef. Like, I think you get the best
with
Za'Darius
Minnesota
Smith.
and Green Bay.
Yes, exactly. I think because of that, if you brought him in, you're getting the best of Za'Darius Smith. He'd have a little chip on his shoulder. So I
Dan
think
Campbell be up there. Hey,
there you
man, these two teams didn't want you.
go.
But, man, we do, man.
Oh, yeah. Gamble have him lighting fucking offenses up. So just saying, I think cheap options, Smith is a good one. I would not be upset about that if I were
No,
you.
me neither. I think we, honestly, any of these pass rushers, I'm good with.
Gonna help big time.
It's gonna help. Yeah.
No one touch, but
Doesn't hurt that we have one of the, I'm a little biased, but the
well,
best team in football. We have the best
there you
team in
go.
football.
But I agree with you, like y'all gotta move quickly because that's gonna show your fan base too that like you're not gonna just let this slide. You're gonna stay committed to
We ain't the same old
bringing a
Lions.
championship.
Yes.
It's not the same old Lions,
No.
so yeah, move fast.
We are not only going to continue to improve our team, but we are going to continue to play for 97 as he's out.
There you go.
So that's double the motivation of what we already have. And we're
Absolutely.
Detroit. We don't need much. But now we got
Oh
all this. We
yeah.
got all this. So if I'm the NFC, I'm terrified of the Lions. I
Oh,
do not
you
want to
should
see
be.
them in the playoffs. I don't want to see them in cold weather games because they're just going to run the fuck out of the ball.
I don't want to see him at Thanksgiving.
Not,
Fuck, you're about to ruin
not,
my dinner.
nah.
About to
David
ruin
Montgomery
my
against the
fucking dinner.
Bears.
My God.
Ah, man. I'm looking forward to that game. It's going to be fun.
I better be well fed by the time y'all start kicking our ass on
Or well
Thanksgiving
drunk.
night. Both. Cheesecake in hand by the time we play. It better be. Because if I got to watch that shit at noon and ruin my holiday, I'm holding you responsible personally. No, you get one plate,
Man,
no
look.
leftovers.
Hey, man, I'm glad you brought that up because I used to go into Thanksgiving games knowing my holiday was already fucked.
See?
That was every Lions fan. Like, oh, we're about to lose again.
Might
Don't
as
know
well get a
how, but
second
we're gonna
plate.
lose.
Get that third plate, bro. He said, fuck it. Give me more turkey, more gravy. Fuck it, fuck it, fuck it. Yes, it the tables have turned. Now I get to feel that way, but it's gonna be a good game. That shit was hilarious, though. They gave the Cowboys literally the worst home loss in the Jerry Jones era. That's insane. Couldn't have happened to a better franchise. Happy birthday, Jera. You had it coming, brother. And that motherfucker is shook. Every interview I see, he's just like, we're very stunned by what happened. We gotta look in the mirror. I don't, like, Jerry's lost for words. He's never lost for words.
Like,
Y'all made that man,
motherfucker,
y'all made him speechless in his own house.
you should, motherfucker should have been worried when he barely beat the Giants.
Right.
That's when he should have been worried. He should have been looking in the mirror then.
Exactly. Now, yeah, ooh,
What you
because we got
surprised for
the
now?
whole world going like,
Best O-line, worst D-line. What do you think
unbelievable.
is gonna happen?
Right. Sorry. That shit was great. More like that, please. I need Dallas suffering all season long.
That was great.
Give the fans a final word, sir.
I just want to say you're welcome to everybody in the world because I know if you're not a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, you enjoyed that ass whooping that the Detroit Lions gave them. So I just want to say you're welcome.
I enjoyed
You
it.
can thank Brian Branch. He came out in the press conference and said, I mean, Dak was just giving them away for free
I
today.
saw that shit.
But
He's
Brian Branch is coming out and saying that shit. You fucking suck.
right. That's bad, bad. These are they're giving them away.
Giving them away, man. I mean, him and Kirby Joseph have really developed into one of the most fun safety tandems in the NFL. Every game, one of them or both of them are catching picks, and both of them are always flying around all over the place, just hitting people like madmen. I fucking love it.
That's cool. Yeah, man. Enjoy that shit.
So my last words are more about the Lions, and I feel very good. And the Minnesota Vikings are about to get this ass whooping.
Showdown for NFC North supremacy coming up for y'all and the Vikings. That's gonna be lit. And you should beat them. If y'all lose to the Vikings, I swear to God, man. Y'all lose to Sam Darnold, bro.
No,
Come
look,
on.
no, we're not gonna lose to Sam Darnold. I'm worried about that defense.
Oh, I think you're talking about Justin Jefferson. But the
No, no, no,
defense,
no,
yes. The defense is a problem.
the offense, I know our offense, if it comes down to it, a shootout, we're gonna beat them. In
You
a
can
shootout,
outpace
we're
them.
gonna beat them.
Totally.
10 times out of 11. I mean, no.
Oh, I
11 times out of 10, we're gonna beat them in a shootout. Whiskey talking.
was
Whiskey talking.
like, uh-oh. I feel you. Yeah, man.
So that defense with the double mug and the disguise and covers, dropping Van Ginkle back and blitzing the safety, or just a bunch of weirds. Their defense is very impressive. I'm not gonna lie.
Yes.
Give all the credit to Brian Flores because he's a great defensive coach and he will be a head coach next season.
Oh, he fucking better be. He deserves that shit. There's to be one right now,
Right now.
I won't get it. We talked about Flores. I won't get into all that shit again. But yes, someone needs to give him a head coaching job because he's a great coach. So fuck y'all for that shit. But in the meantime, you know you can find your boys at the Bank Bro Show on YouTube, Facebook, and at gmail.com, at Bank Bro Show on Instagram. All the fun on social media for your ass. So lots of content still coming. We got, what is this, episode 89? We're down to like our last, like, ooh, that freaked out. So yeah, we got a lot of shit coming. The 100th episode is barreling down on us, so that's gonna be fucking great. And lots of surprises in store for that shit too. So make sure y'all stay tuned on that shit because the Bank Bros are in your city. We are here for you as always, and you can bank on it. Peace, y'all.
1, 2, 3. Backwards. Lock.